Well, welcome back to another episode of Women's Month Fierce 2024, where we continue to explore the theme of the way of the brave. So welcome, Dr. Shemaine and Minister Gloria. I love how you guys are matching, actually. Was this planned?
Definitely not.
It's planned by the Holy Spirit. We are glad that we are invited into this session. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, ladies. I think today we will be speaking on something really awesome, and it is all about the impact of brave actions and really how do we actually become women who make brave actions and are impactful wherever God has planted us. So maybe to start off, if you both can let us know of time in your life where you had to have a brave journey or be a person who personifies bravery, and tell us, you know, how did that go about and what did it look like?
Thank you. I think for my side is that, remember, when you talk of braveness, we're talking about the characteristics of courage. Yes, and for us now, for you to take courage is not that it happens when you do not fear anything, but then it's that mindset that one develops. You know, it's that attitude that one's take on. It's actually happening even in the midst of the fear, but one gets determined to actually step out in order to salvage a situation or so forth. So for my life was an experience when my husband fractured his leg. It was a night evening when we were just about to go to bed when he just instantly fell. So although I am in one of the medical practice, but it, because it was personal, it just had to make me now take a step and ensure that I preserve his life. Mm-hmm. I make sure he is comfortable. I make sure that he's assisted. Mm-hmm. You know, I make sure that he is medically attended to from home, so that I don't even cause further complications. Mm. So for me, it was a brave action, and it was timed as well. Mm. It had to happen fast. It has to follow certain steps. Yeah. So by the help of the Holy Spirit, indeed, because as a woman of God, you know that alone you cannot achieve anything, but you do all things through Christ who give you all the strength. Yes. So when the situation comes in, the power of the Holy Spirit take over. The strength of the Holy Spirit come upon you, and the wisdom leads you and guides you into right paths and directions. So we thank God by His grace. After all the steps that we have followed, he was attended to medically and urgently. And today we can say that indeed, 100% recovery on his fracture by His grace. God.
Yeah, that's amazing that even in a situation that can be a little bit scary and frightening, the Holy Spirit can come and calm us and help us to do the work that is required. He can help us to be brave. So thank you for sharing that. I think we can just hand over to you, Dr. Shemaine.
My perspective is slightly different. The fact that I'm seated here today, I think, is part of my act of braveness. Some 20-odd years ago, I come from KZN. And I had graduated as a teacher, and I found that I was unemployed at that particular time. And despite my attempts to find a job in Durban, I was unsuccessful. So some friends of mine told me, you know what, there's a teaching post in Johannesburg, let's send our CVs. So I sent my CV through, and fortunately or unfortunately, I was the person who was selected. So I received a call on a Friday evening asking me if I would be able to come up to Joburg and start working on Monday. And me being a girl from home, you know, somebody who just spent her time at home, I've never been to Joburg. I've never stepped out of KZN. And here I get this call that I must be at a particular place on Monday. And it's just coincidental that an uncle was traveling overseas, and then I found myself getting on a plane for the very first time with just my suitcase in my hand, nothing. Just packed my clothes into my suitcase, and I came up to Johannesburg on that Saturday. Fortunately enough, I had some sort of family here, Uncle Nino, Pastor Nino, who took me into their home, and they helped me settle down, and they helped me find transport, because I didn't know anybody, I didn't know anything or where I was heading to, and I started my job at my first school.
Wow.
And through the grace of God, like I said, I came up here, but there was nothing that was promised. It was a risk. I had to take a risk because I was not guaranteed anything. So I had to take that risk to come up here. And since taking that risk, I find that my life has changed so much. If I had not taken that risk on that day, if I had not been brave, I would have never been here today. And if I reflect back, I would also say that I wouldn't have achieved what I have achieved today. It was just by taking that one chance. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we're afraid to take risk. We're afraid of the unknown. And like I said, I was somebody who was so tearful, who wouldn't leave home, you know, always stuck to my parents. And yeah, I was out in Johannesburg all by myself. At times it wasn't easy. You know, there were times that you felt you just wanted to quit and you just wanted to go back home because, you know, that's where your family was. But through the grace of God, like I said, so sometimes we have to go through these situations. We have to take risks in order to actually enjoy the fulfillment of what God's plan and purpose in our lives is. And if I look back today, I don't regret it. It was difficult at that particular time. But now I always look at how far God has brought me. And I know for a fact that if He hadn't planted me here, my life or the position or the places I've been to would not have been achievable right now. So I'm grateful. As I said, it was a big risk that I took,
That was
but
a
it
big
paid thing. Off in the end.
And the next day also.
It was a very busy weekend for you. A lot of changes in one weekend.
So maybe can we speak to emphasizing the impact of brave actions and how we can encourage and inspire others? Minister Gloria, we'll start with you.
To emphasize the impact, I think we also as women and women of God, we have our Bibles, which, you know, we reflect to, which is a life lesson book, a guidance for us. We can see a few women that we have read from the Bible who actually showed that impact of greatness, of braveness, and encouraged the others. You look at the woman Esther from the book of Esther, you learn that indeed braveness does not happen when it's comfortable. It does not happen when conditions are favorable. She was a Jewish girl who had to face a situation, you know, in a foreign land, and she was not eligible or qualified to be in that, but she took that risk, you know, the bravery to be in that palace, and she knew that, like Charmaine, Dr. Charmaine has said, it was not about her. So when she got into the palace, it was about God's purpose and plans, not for her own life, but for the Jewish nations who were there. So we have seen that she had not enjoyed the palace, but she continued the mission, you know, in the palace.
That's
we
good.
Can see that she had obeyed the lessons. She managed to undergo the trainings, knowing, you know, that on her own she could not do it, but eventually she risked her life of, you know, doing something that was not exceptionally accepted to be done, going to the king unannounced and uninvited, knowing that she could lose her life. When she said, you know, if I perish, I perish, but just for the nation. And indeed, we see her lifeless, her selflessness, that she had given her life just to ensure that, you know, not only her, but nations, the purpose of God, the call of God. And she also did that obedient, I mean, to the Holy Spirit, obedient to the leading and guiding. So that braveness, we can see that indeed on our own, we cannot do it. She also had to listen to people around her. She had to have people who are teaching, you know, whom she can take advices from. We know that her uncle Mordecai was one of those who also assisted her to actually, you know, get into that act of braveness, guided her, navigated her paths through that. But eventually, when you have got a bigger purpose about life, you're thinking that I am part of the bigger plan of God's purpose. So I have got a specific role. It does not matter what conditions are, circumstances are, but you know that life is important more than anything else.
And how about you, Dr. Charmaine?
Okay, you know, if I look at current day situations, sometimes you find that You know, life is not easy. And sometimes when we look at people, we just look at people on the outside, but we may not look at what is personally going on in their lives. And I'd like to maybe bring to attention or speak about Abigail's today.
Okay. Yeah.
Abigail was a wise woman, but she was married to Nabal, who was a foolish man. And we find that they reached a stage in their life where her family and the countrymen around her were actually put at risk because of the decision that her husband, Nabal, had decided to make. When King David had approached him, instead of befriending him and acceding to his request, he denied his request, asking, "Who is David? Why should I share my resources with him?" And sometimes we find that as in families, okay, some the men are usually the leaders, okay, and sometimes as women, we become subservient to them. And if my husband tells me, "Why should I share my resources?" probability is I would listen to him, and when I would not go ahead and do it. But if we look at Abigail, we find that she was such a wise woman. Yeah. She understood that if she went to her husband and asked him to accede to this request, probability is he would have not done it. Mm. But when she heard what would happen to her family and the people around her if this request was not acceded to, she went and she did something. So Abigail was a woman of peace. She had so much. And if we look at her, we could say she was married to a wealthy man, okay? But deep inside, was she content?
Yeah.
Was she happy? Okay? And back then, like it is sometimes now, you find that these marriages were arranged marriages. So probability was Abigail knew who Nabal was, but due to the pressure from her family, she was forced to marry Nabal. But when she was put to the test, she realizes that, you know what, if I'm not going to make peace on behalf of my husband, I will not have a husband and my family will also be destroyed. So she approached King David without Nabal knowing what she was doing. And she managed to save the entire family. But the thing you will notice as well is, when she approached King David, her approach as well was one where she used wisdom and she used guidance. Because when she approached him, she made it known that, you know what, I understand my husband is a foolish man and vengeance is not yours, but vengeance is God's.
Yes.
But please remember me. So what had happened is when she went and she was humble, you know, before King David, and we find that Nabal did die within a few days. And the interesting thing was King David saw in her something that attracted him, her wisdom, her insight, her spiritual giftings, and he took her to be his wife.
Yeah.
So Abigail, in this one instance, by taking the chance, by showing courage, she knew that if she did it, probability her husband would have been very upset with her. She could have gotten into serious trouble.
Yeah.
But she was willing to take the risk, irrespective of what the outcome would be. And you see, she found favor in King David's sight. She was not only elevated, okay?
Yeah.
She became his wife, and she was also able to assist him and to provide counsel to him and support him on his journey to becoming the king.
Beautiful, yeah.
So how might we as women kind of position ourselves, kind of like Abigail, not in any other way, but to kind of position ourselves in moments and places where we can make actions and take decisions which will honor God and which will show that we are brave, not because we want to be, but because it's not about us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
how can we do that?
We also are looking in terms of you need some reference. For us, first is the purpose you have, you know, in life. If we are centered about what God has called us to do.
Yes.
So we are looking at the women in the Bible as well. We have got one woman who was a judge. You know, the first judge we had in the Bible, and there was never ever after. And she had not looked at herself, you know, as maybe a woman, a female. And even by then, you can imagine that that was a male, you know, definitely to have,
done,
to have a woman being a judge.
Yeah.
It's male dominated. And when they were judges, they were leaders at that time, not only judges. He was not facilitating judiciary systems. He was leadership. So we can see her. Indeed, she did very well because the Bible tells us that she led for 40 years,
yeah.
you know, Israel, and she led it peacefully. Mm-hmm. And what we have learned from her is that she can see from her, she depended on the wisdom of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she knew that as a woman, because she has a womb, and it means for her, it's that she has to preserve the nation.
Yes.
You know, as she need, she used what she have inside, you know, kind of her, her reproduction to make sure that as I incubate, I also nurture. You know, it's for me to make sure what God has given as a seed, it it gets multiplied in that woman. So she used that role to ensure that not only leader provide leadership to the Israel, but she also made sure that she gave them victory in terms of, you know, attacks. She had led in different wars, and she guided even, you know, not only from that side, but the defense as well, mechanisms of the nation. She made sure that there is protection of the nation. So we see women there, you know, we get inspired when we have seen that God gives us opportunities, even in this current time and place. We do have opportunities as women, you know, where we now show that definitely God has given us skills. God has purpose about our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, they are bigger purposes, that as much as we do all things through Him who give us all the strength, you know, when we depend and rely on Him, it's even more. We do have skills, we do have abilities that we can utilize to then bring the bigger the bigger outcomes of, you know, what God is looking us to do. So we are actually encouraged by such women, not only in the Bible, we also see women in the leadership around our environment as well. We see the abilities and the capabilities. So she did not do that alone. She had used the team she's working with. She did not do alone. We can see that she worked with Sisera. She worked with other departments. So as women working together, I don't think there is anything impossible. Together we can even do more.
That's beautiful.
That's
And Dr. Shemaine, any last words of encouragement to our audience out there on bravery?
I would say that, you know what, being brave and courageous is not easy, okay? But we all have the potential to do it. And there are a few steps that, you know, we can adopt to reach that place, okay? So firstly, I think the biggest thing is analyze what is it that's preventing you from undertaking these brave and courageous decisions. Sometimes it could be simple things like failure, okay? I may want to study, but I'm just afraid that I may not be able to pass. Or fear of control, or lack of, you know, pleasing others. There are so many factors that hold us back. Once you've identified what those challenges are, let's make a plan. Because if we look, there are so many successful people around us. If others can do it, so can I. So I think as women, it's important as well to share our testimonies so that others can see if God did it for me, He can do it for you. And sometimes we find that when we face challenges, we look at it, it's like a giant in front of us. But we don't have to face that giant all at once. Break it up into smaller steps. Take tiny steps. And if you are willing to take the first step, you'd be surprised. There's somebody who's watching you who might join you. And as we join each other, you find that, like if we throw pebbles into a stream, it has a ripple effect. It creates a bigger effect. So each one of us by ourselves may not be able to do it. We may feel that our contribution is small and insignificant, but if I add my contribution to Minister Gloria's, to Teslin's, to, it is going to make an impact. And we need to realize that we cannot look at others. If we are not going to be able to make that choice, remember, God will always use somebody else. If you are not available, God will choose somebody else. So we need to be wise. Do we want to be a part of God's plan? Or we want, expect somebody else to get the blessing? Because remember, with God's plan and with His promise, there's also a blessing that comes with it. And if each one of us is willing to make a small difference, a small change, eventually those small changes add up. It impacts on our community, it can impact on our society, and it can impact on our nation. So let's not look at others, let's not be afraid. We've all, fear is something that we cannot escape from. But if we commit ourselves to God, and we commit whatever plans we have or whatever decisions we want to take to God, He is there to help us. So let's look to Him for our inspiration.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I think we've learned that being brave can have a positive impact in the communities and in our own lives. So thank you so much for being here and for sharing. We really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.